Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy.
I'm here. Don't worry, I'm here. I just like that music. I like Chicago. Welcome back. Little Chicago bringing us back. That's one of their great ones. 17 Till, don't worry. We're going to do the show. I just, you know me, I like music, especially rock and roll. Jim Blasingame here. We got Lee Branham on the line. He's with us talking about some really important stuff. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and Lee's website is keepingthepeople.com. So write that down. That's going to be on the test today. Lee, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's celebrate. We're celebrating your 7th anniversary. Thank you for 7 great years. Lee's also the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons People Leave. Did I say that right, Lee?
Yeah, 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, if you want it. Yeah.
Employees Leave. I got people on one side and employees on the other. I can't keep up, Lee. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is Re-Engage, right?
Re-Engage is the other one. Yeah. That's Re-Engage, yes.
And they can find those wherever books are sold, also from your website, too?
Yes, and we have a website also called reengagebook.com, which is where we have a blog related to the book Re-Engage. And it has a free self-engagement survey, Jim, that your listeners want to take to see how engaged you are as an individual, or to encourage their own employees to go and take it. You know, you can get a little score to see which of the 6 engagement
drivers. Would you recommend doing that with your people and discussing it with your people?
Well, absolutely. It's a free resource, so why wouldn't you want to take it?
Would you say, okay, everybody, we're all going to go take this. I'm going to take it too, and then we're going to get the scores and we're going to talk about it. I mean, but would you talk about it as a group, or would you talk about it individually?
I wouldn't talk about it as a group because somebody's going to have a low score and they're not going to want
to disclose that
in a group. Yeah,
but could you then use it as a tool to with your employees to see what you can do and what they can do to get engaged?
Absolutely, because there's an engagement survey there too on that website, and they can tell you what they think you and the organization are doing right and wrong, and give you a score. But you can also give them a score by having them take the other survey.
Right. So reengagebook.com. That's where you find it. Yeah. Reengagebook.com. All right, Lee, we're talking about self-engagement now, though. We're talking about what can we do? What can employees do? What should employees do to meet you halfway, right?
Exactly. I think one of the things that the millennial generation does is they are passive in waiting around for the manager to come to them to coach them and to give feedback. And, of course, managers should do that, but if they don't do that, the employee shouldn't just sit and pout and be passive. They should come to the manager and say, you know, I need to make sure I'm clear about what you expect from me and I need some feedback. You know, lately I feel like I've been maybe going about things well for the most part, but I'm not sure. So could we have a session?
I don't think that's going to happen, Lee.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I think that's not. I would be good if it did happen. I just think, and I'm not casting any aspersions on any person or individual, but I just think that's a very, very low percentage thing to happen. An employee. Now, I'm not saying some of them will, but a lot of them just won't do that.
Well, you're probably right. But, see, that's where it becomes imperative that the manager take the initiative to give the feedback. So it needs to happen both ways. But you still have a lot of employees sitting around pouting and being passive because they're not getting it.
That's right. That's right.
So they need to be more assertive. They need to ask for what they want.
And, so I guess what I'm saying, Lee, is self-engagement isn't going to start with self. Self-engagement is going to probably, in my mind, self-engagement is going to have to be kick-started by the manager, probably. Am I right or wrong about that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a key point, and I think that employees don't know what self-engagement looks like. a lot of times. They don't know what an engaged employee does. And I think the manager should post a list of what engaged employees do on a bulletin board somewhere.
I like that idea.
Okay, and I have a whole list of them in the book. They give more discretionary effort. They take more responsibility and ownership for the organization. They voice more ideas. They model teamwork. They volunteer for more assignments. You know, they resist changes that they think are harmful to the organization. They persist.
There are some people who will get that list and who have never seen that language before. There are many people in the workplace today who have never seen or contemplated what you just said.
That's right. It's sort of expected that some employees will know what to do to be really engaged and to take control of their own engagement. But most employees have, there never was a college course on how to be engaged, you know, and they didn't grow up.
One of the things that I do, and I've mentioned this in the past before, I may have said it to you. One of the things that I do is kind of my shorthand for what you're doing, my poor man's approach to your excellent approach, and that is just to talk to them about ownership. You know, I tell my employees, I want you to own this assignment, and with regard to what you need me to do to help you own this, at that moment, I work for you.
Yeah, and you undermine that if you micromanage your employees.
That's right. You know, that's exactly right.
This really is a two-way street, you know, as you said.
I like that list. Is that list in the chapter?
It's actually in the front of the book. On page 9.
So the list of what an engaged person is in the front of the book, keeping the people, or is it re-engage?
Re-engage, yeah.
Okay, in the front of the re-engage book is this list, folks. That's enough reason to buy the book right there, I promise you. Quick break, right back with Lee Bradham. We're celebrating 7 years of his membership in the Brain Trust. Tin Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.